It is almost 13 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And once again, our studio is graced by the presence of Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. I'm glad you dressed for the weather today because, like I've been kvetching about all morning, what we've got in here is a sauna. When I walked in this morning, I was like, this isn't right. This is not right. It's just, no. And I asked Brian, is the air conditioning broke? And Brian knows a little bit about everything. He says, the condition, the compressor is not blowing, is not turning. So we checked that. We tried the breakers. And John finally did get a hold of somebody to come out and look at our air conditioning. I'm pretty sure they'll be here by September the 12th. They've been doing a lot of business.
They have. And that's what I was going to tell everybody, just to be patient, because they are, everyone I've called, they're just working overtime, crazy hours to try to catch up, because our units are not made for this heat as well. They're not.
Nobody is ready for this.
No. So almost every business I've talked to has had some kind of issue in the last week. Chamber's got issues right now. My office is sauna. My house. Yesterday we had to have somebody come out, so it's everywhere.
But the icy machine is doing just fine.
Yes, you can come down and get a cool icy.
Pour it down your pants because it's just miserable hot. It's just ridiculous. But like I was saying, we are looking at the possibility of by the end of next week, we'll see a moderation, like highs in the mid 90s, and you're thinking, oh, isn't that wonderful? It's only going to be in the mid 90s.
Oh my gosh!
Yay!
Still hot, but
sleep with the windows open. We just had that Brewfest one-day sale.
Yes.
It was pretty successful for you guys, right?
It was. I think we had 125, 128, somewhere in that range, tickets that we sold, which is really good because last year we didn't sell a single ticket until September 1st. So this was kind of a way to get people thinking earlier, get going on it. So for us to already have that many sold, a good sign, because we're expecting triple those numbers, you know, when we get closer. So
hot weather makes people thirsty.
Yes.
Now, when is the
October 8th is when the Brewfest is. And I'm also just reminding everybody, we are looking for teams for the barbecue cookoff and teams for the cornhole tournament. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in either of those, get a hold of me and I can get you signed up or tell you some basics. But yeah, it's going to be a big day. A lot of stuff going on that day. It's crazy, but it'll be fun.
If I did an afternoon radio show, I would invite people to come by with like a cut of meat and just, we'll set it on the sidewalk
and see
who has the best sidewalk steak recipe.
Yeah, there you go.
Put a little of that Montreal seasoning on there.
It would be hot enough, yes.
Yeah, it'd probably take about 20 minutes to grill a steak just right there on the pavement.
This is also that time of year you have to get reminded to not leave certain things in your car.
Mm-hmm.
People forget how hot it gets and then things explode.
Yeah.
So don't leave anything with aerosol or soda cans or anything like that.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. We were talking about crayons the other day. Like providing crayons for schools and that sort of thing. Just make sure you take them out of the car. Otherwise, it's just going to be one large multicolored crayon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite the mess.
So what do you got for us today, Candy? What's Coffeyville got going on?
Well, some other things. Well, first of all, I forgot to mention on the Brewfest, you can still buy tickets. So even though the one day sells over, that was for the discounted price.
Right.
But the prices are still great for all that you get. I mean, how many times can you go and listen to five different bands and get
and drink unlimited, five different beers?
Yes, all kinds of stuff. So
one for each band.
Purchase them online or at the chamber anytime.
Mm-hmm.
We have another special going on right now. So just some chamber stuff first, and then I'll talk about the community. All this month and next, any new member that joins gets half off their membership.
Excellent.
So great time to join.
You're looking to save money. This is the time to do it.
Well, here you go. Yeah. I mean, great way to test it out and see. But I'm happy to come out and talk to anybody or give me a call, and I can show you what it means to be a part of this wonderful chamber.
I can't imagine having a business in a town like Coffeyville and not being a member of the chamber.
It would be amazing. But, you know, sometimes chambers have changed over the years.
Right.
And something 20 years ago they didn't really like. But, you know, it's a new day. It's a new chamber.
Right.
And so
give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
You'll
come
be happy.
Learn.
Yeah.
And, hey.
And you get to meet Candy.
That's right.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I'll come out and talk to you.
And get an icy.
And get an icy. And then this is also the last call for businesses interested in the affordable health care insurance for their staff. And I've been telling everybody, you know, as much as we are desperate for finding workers, one thing you need to make sure is that you have a good benefit package for your workers.
Right.
So this is the time to get that benefit package. We've got 42 chambers that are doing it with us.
Right.
And so
That's quite a large pool to draw from.
At least 4,000 or 5,000, maybe 6,000 or 7,000 on the plan. So that'll mean good rates, great options, variety of plans. So, but the deadline's coming up this month.
Right.
So if you're even just slightly interested, give me a call at the chamber and I'll get you all the information.
It doesn't hurt to at least find out about it. And
that's
it's
right.
really a drawing factor for bringing new employees in to have some sort of health plan you can offer them.
That's right. So it's a wrap. A big thank you to the Smith, Bradley, and Duncan families who worked hard on the wonderful celebration, summer celebration. So it was amazing, as it always is.
And the weather was perfect on July 9th. The weather, it took a break from the heat. It was in the upper 70s, low 80s. It was just a wonderful
day.
Yeah, for the summer celebration.
Maybe by that night, in the daytime, it was hot.
Oh, are we talking about the thing that happened on July 9th?
Yeah.
I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, it was a little warm during the day, trust me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if you're standing out in
the
sun.
But maybe that, by that evening, it was a little nicer.
It was
by
bearable.
The time the show came. Yes,
yeah.
It was good. But it just shout out to everybody that donated, too, because it takes a lot of money to put on something like that. But it was great. We had people from four different states come. So thanks to everybody that did that.
Yeah.
So, blue algae warning. You guys probably already have had this in your news story. So. In fact, I think some of your news stories came from my newsletter.
It could well have. You might want to talk to Brian about making...
No, that's good. I want to share that information.
What I really like, though, is in the story when they tell you to discard the fish guts.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, what else am I going to do with them other than... And then all the symptoms, like the nausea, the diarrhea, the bleeding from, you know... Go see your doctor. I would do that... LG or no LG, if I was having
right.
those symptoms.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah. But
and that's for the extreme ones. I mean, most of the time it's mild symptoms, but still. And
but
right
it's
only Cherryville.
Only Cherryville, okay.
Yes. So, but I tell people to go out to the KDHE website because they, you know, every week they're updating it. So
they got all the
check
stuff.
It all out.
Right.
And then he just said the other story that I was going to share from my newsletter was that the shelter needed donations. Mm-hmm. So just a reminder on that.
And those good folks will be on with us tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's awesome. I don't know if you guys already covered this or not, but J&D Meat Market just got a grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways, which is going to allow them to purchase new coolers for their fresh products.
Huh.
And this is a way that Blue Cross is working with grocery stores to make sure they offer healthy options. And so, and J&D Meat Market has, I mean, they got vegetables, they got the meat, they got cold food. But that's just awesome that they are working hard to make sure they provide that for our community and that Blue Cross is helping them out, a small business. Those
Very
coolers
good.
Are not cheap.
That's
me.
Yeah, indeed.
They're not.
You can't live without them, though, if you're running a grocery store.
Gotta have it. Speaking of produce, if you haven't stopped by Nichols Trading Post lately, you need to. I love that place because I go in there all the time and they have fresh produce every week. Most of it, well, not most of it, all of it from local farmers and Amish. So, you know, peppers, tomatoes, berries, just a few that I was seeing the other day. So, anyway, if you want the good stuff, not the stuff that tastes like bland.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
This is, you want the local stuff. So, stop by Nichols.
And where are they located?
Right downtown here on 9th Street.
Excellent.
Not
nearby.
8th Street, sorry.
One street off, but...
One street, yeah.
It's hard
just
to get
two
lost.
Two blocks down from you guys.
Hard to get
right
lost down
corner.
Here, right?
Yes. I must be thinking a lot about food right now because my next thing is about food, too. Sometimes we forget about this restaurant, but the casino down in South Coffeyville actually has a bar and grill in it.
Ah.
And they have really good food.
I was thinking about checking that out on Saturday.
Yeah, they do have really good food. I've a few options that are my favorites, but yeah. If you haven't been by there.
Matt was telling me they throw a really good hamburger down there.
Yes, they do. Their grill's seasoned or something because everything has a good flavor to it.
By the way, today's Matt's birthday.
I know,
yeah.
I know. I just put a little post on his Facebook page.
Yeah, he's 23 years old today.
23. Me too.
All of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen, new agent at American Homes. So Hunter Glenn, that's his name, Hunter Glenn. He was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shadowing Carla Lelischer at American Homes for a work program through the high school. Liked it so much that he decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and work on getting my license while in high school.
Wow.
So he graduated and now has his real estate license, and he's joining the real estate team.
That's nothing to sneeze at, because they don't just hand those out to chimpanzees. You got to have something on the ball to get one of those real estate licenses.
I love that. Yeah. And I love the partnership with the schools. And that's how we, again, here we are trying to find workforce. There's a good way to do it. Right. Start recruiting them young.
Yep. Get them before they get all cynical and jaded and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, events. Let's talk about a few events before I wrap up a couple things. So the First Baptist Movie Night is July 29th. Of course, we talked about this recently, but the K1 annual auction is on July 30th, which is also the same day as the CCC Golf Classic.
Right.
Maybe by then it'll be not as hot.
See, that's what we're talking about.
We're hoping for.
By next Thursday and Friday, we're looking at highs in the 90s.
I know.
Joy in the morning.
I hope so, because I usually try to help out with all the golf programs. I just enjoy it. But I will actually be in Branson with my family that weekend. And so I'm kind of hoping it's, not miserable. That'll be nice. National Night Out with the Caulfield Police Department is on August 2nd. And then, of course, the big thing coming up is the Fair and Rodeo.
Right.
Week long, all kinds of stuff going on. Make sure you go out to their website. And this tells you how long they've been in business. The website is fairandrodeo.com.
Ah.
To get that, you had to have been one of the very first
fairs. I would say, because who's not going to jump on that?
Yeah, that's so easy. So fairandrodeo.com, that has the list of all the activities, and you can purchase tickets right online. And, of course, as we get a little closer, I know you're going to have them in again. So.
Oh, sure.
Vaude and the Ville is coming up. This is, I want to say their fourth. Oh, shoot. I was going to look it up. I think it's the fourth annual one that they've done it. But it's a vaudeville-style variety show. And all the benefit is going to the Midland Theater.
Right.
So
Denise York will be on the show tomorrow. So we'll talk more about that, too.
Good. So that's August 6th. And they have an event page. Finally, I just want to do a big thank you, shout out, God bless you, I love you, to the firemen, the HVAC, the construction workers, the mowers, everybody that has to work outside.
Amen.
We are all like, oh my God, the AC broke, I'm dying. I can't imagine those that have to work in this every day.
Oh goodness, I'm slightly inconvenienced.
Yeah. I feel so bad. We had an HVAC person out at our house yesterday, and I just felt so bad for him. My son ran out with a lemonade. He's like, here, lemonade.
This will keep you alive.
Yes.
So, I feel for the roofers. You know, the guys have to go up on top of the building.
Even worse. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, thank you, Coffeyville, and the Chamber. Appreciate you.
And we love you.
We love you. And that is all I have for today.
All righty. Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, bringing a little sunshine into the studio, as she does always. See you again next Wednesday right here
on
the Mighty 690 KGGF.